That's Miles Davis and Freedom Jazz Dance from his 1967 album, Miles Smiles. Miles Davis was a jazz trumpeter, band leader, and composer, and is widely considered to be one of the most influential musicians of the 20th century. He was a 9-time Grammy Award winner and was inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. He was born in May of 1926 in Alton, Illinois, and on Saturday, a bronze, life-size statue of Davis will be unveiled in the heart of Alton's downtown entertainment district, and there's also a big party planned, too. Pat Ackman has co-chaired the fundraising drive. Pete and Jody Pasola have been involved as well, and we welcome you all to Cityscape. Hi.
Hello.
Hi.
Hello.
Pat, the statue was put in place on Wednesday. I drove by yesterday and took a look at it. It's covered in a blue tarp, and it's all wrapped up before the unveiling. Are we ready to go?
We're ready to go. I think we've done everything that we can possibly think of to get ready for this. And he arrived Wednesday around 10:30 a.m. on the back of a pickup truck with people seeing him, you know, drive through town. And it was quite exciting. And to see it come off the truck and placed was a surreal moment. It was just emotional. And we're just thrilled with it.
Yeah. I mean, yeah. That says it right there. We all worked hard on this project for a long time, and there it was, for real.
Well, let me ask you why, just personally, it was so important to you, because this has gone on, what has it been, maybe 2 years?
Well, for me, it's been 3 years, and I say that because the committee formed about 2 years ago, and we began fundraising 2 years ago, January 20th. But for me, it was a little longer than that, because I think I've told this story so many times. My musician son, David, is the one that asked me the question that got me involved in it, as why we have a statue of Robert Wadlow. We pay tribute to Lincoln Douglas and Elijah P. Lovejoy, and the most famous musician in the world. We don't recognize him, and he was born right here in Alton, Illinois. So that got me to investigating, you know, why no one had ever done this, and here we are today.
And Jody and Pete, I think you were pretty involved in some of the fundraising over the last couple of years. Mm-hmm. Was that a struggle?
It was not a struggle. And, you know, when you get involved in a project like this, you often think, is anybody going to support it? Is anybody interested in this? Can you make this happen? And it was amazing how people jumped on board.
And Jody, why are you so passionate in being involved in this to the extent that you have been?
The main thing is the music that Miles has brought to the world. And the legacy that he's left behind and the people that embrace it. I mean, just this morning I was looking at the Miles Davis Facebook page, and they picked up an article recently, and in like 5 hours, almost 2,000 people from all over the world had liked the article. So he was an amazing musician and a big part of our history. And I've always been passionate about volunteering and helping the community, and this seemed like a really good project to get behind.
Well, let me ask you about that, Pete. You spent most of your career as a college administrator, Lewis and Clark Community College, mm-hmm. but you're also a musician on the side, mm-hmm. have been. Mm-hmm. And full disclosure, I first met you back, I think it was 1987,
right.
when I worked at WBGZ in Alton, because you had a jazz show where you came on Wednesday nights.
Right.
And did a couple hours of jazz, and I engineered the show and talked a little bit about you. So just talk about what it means to you.
Yeah. I mean, my first love and passion was music in my life, and I became a music teacher to begin with at Alton High School. Got a bachelor's and master's degree in music and learned jazz as a youngster from some older guys in the Collinsville area where I grew up. And basically, I learned from them how to play and who was important, and they had a bunch of records, and we just listened, and, you know, that's unbelievable for a young person to be able to do that. So from there, my love of jazz grew, my love of music grew. I had award-winning high school jazz bands in the state of Illinois, and I still have students who call me and say, you know, gosh, I'll never forget that time. So that's where it comes from.
So what kind of attention has this attracted from Miles Davis fans around the country, maybe around the world? What have you heard?
Well, there's been all kinds of responses on Facebook. They're excited about it. They say if we can't get there for the unveiling, we will be there at some point. It's just a general excitement.
Because I should make the point, too, I'm correct that this is the first statue to pay tribute to Miles Davis at least in the United States.
Correct.
That is correct.
The first.
Yes.
That's almost surprising, isn't it?
Yes,
it is.
It is. His gravesite at Woodlawn Cemetery in New York is a major attraction for people, and there are people buying lots around his grave to be buried there, paying megabucks to do that. So, you know, why no statue in this country? We don't know. There's one in France, and there's one in Poland.
Huh. Are you thinking about it? I saw that look in your eyes when you were talking about it.
I'm not quite thinking about that yet.
Okay, good. Let's talk about Preston Jackson, the sculptor, if you can tell me a little bit, just briefly about his background. We talked to him on this program once. You know, how he was chosen, why he was chosen?
Well, Preston was introduced to us way back in the beginning, probably before Pete and Jody was even involved in this, through some people in Alton that knew him. And I saw his resume, and the minute I saw his resume, there was something that just, I thought, this is the guy for the project. Even though we did continue on and we interviewed more than 10 other artists for this job, and he just kept coming to the top. And once we did a personal interview with him, we knew. I mean, there was no question about it. And there were some very talented artists that applied. He's a special, special person.
And he's based, I think, is it Indiana?
Peoria, Illinois.
Peoria, Illinois.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
What about Preston?
Well, you know, besides a sculptor, he's a musician. And he plays guitar. And even as a young person, he grew up listening to Miles Davis. So he has the background, the knowledge, the emotion, the passion for the music, as well as his tremendous talent as a sculptor.
We spoke to him on this program something like over a year ago, but more recently than that, it was in August of last year, St. Louis Public Radio reporter Willis Ryder Arnold talked to him, to Preston Jackson, and he had these comments about the influence Miles Davis had in music and art.
Miles was a big part of my musical career, and at Southern Illinois University, I played with a jazz group. Always, you know, played jazz music, interested in the music, and Miles was like our mentor. I mean, we walked like him, we talked like him. Just his whole demeanor was something that we wanted to be, although we were looking for going there for degrees and education and so forth, you know, but we wanted that street life. We wanted to be cool. We wanted to be like the music. I became way less interested in formalities in musical and art structures. You know, the images and figural images that I produced in my artwork took on a very simple form, a shape, looking for the essentials of the body and discarding, you know, the formalities and all of the rules, not following the expected structure of the music. That's what Miles did. Miles went for the heart of the song. That's what I tried to mimic.
That's sculptor Preston Jackson. His life-size bronze statue of Miles Davis is going to be unveiled tomorrow in downtown Alton. We're talking with Pat Ackman, Jody Basola, and Pete Basola about that. And the actual sculptor is, the actual piece is modeled after an iconic photograph. I'm guessing, Pete, maybe most people would recognize.
Oh, I think so. Miles had that stance of leaning back and blowing his trumpet straight forward. So that image is on one of his albums, but this is a little different than that. So
this is going to be unveiled tomorrow in Alton's downtown business district. Maybe describe that for people maybe that haven't been there, what that district looks like and exactly where the statue is going to be and how it fits in with everything.
Well, we've designed what I call a music plaza where the statue stands. It's designed as a music staff. Miles is standing on a music note. It has limestone walls where people can be seated in the area when it's open to the public, and it's just a very beautiful setting for the statue.
And there are bricks and blocks that people have purchased and put their special messages on there.
Now I understand, Pete, that your family did that.
Oh, yeah.
And you've got a good one.
Oh, yeah. What does ours say? It says, jazz is like buried treasure. You just have to dig it.
And there's going to be a big party tomorrow, and it all starts at about 5 o'clock. Would you talk a little bit about that? There are going to be some speakers, and that district has quite a number of clubs and restaurants and performance venues, so there'll be things happening inside and outside. What should we expect?
Well, we're going to start at 5 o'clock on 3rd Street. We're going to have the street blocked from Piazzolla de Bell And we'll have a stage set up, and at 5 o'clock, the Kasimu Taylor Quartet will start with live jazz music. They'll play up until 5:30 when we begin the ceremony for the unveiling. And then hopefully by about 6 o'clock, we're ready to pull that drape down and show everyone Miles. And then Kasimu and his group will continue to play till 7 outside. And then at 7, everything moves inside the various establishments. So
there are two or three places where there'll be live music going on.
There'll be more than two or three. Mm-hmm. We've got live music at Cat Daddy's. There's live music at Bossa Nova. At Tony's, it's going to have live music. The new Elijah Pease downtown is going to have live music. Shea Maryland. And even Raging Cajun is going to have their dueling pianos.
Do you have any idea what kind of turnout to expect? Is there any way to gauge that?
I would say it's difficult to gauge. Right.
I mean, we don't know whether to expect 300 or 3,000. I mean, the comments that we're getting on Facebook indicates it could be a large crowd.
And we run into people all the time. We're coming. We want to be there for this historic event.
Pete, there's something I want you to mention. The Jacoby Arts Center is not too far from there, eight or nine blocks down the street. And there's going to be some performances there. And you have a personal collection of album covers that are going to be on display, I guess, today and tomorrow. What's
right,
that about?
Right. Well, they wanted to come along with us in some way. And they're not right in the entertainment district. So they've asked that if any of us had old albums, vinyl albums, that they could display the covers and make an art design out of it. And I just happened, as you know, to have a lot of those. And
I think I used to see those in the 80s, right?
Used to spin them.
Yeah, that's right, yeah.
So I think I had, maybe I donated 12 of those album covers that are originals. And a little beat up in some respects, but I'm anxious to see what they've done with them. But they're coming on board with us, and I think you're right. There is at least one musical event going on there.
I think Jared Hennings is performing,
yes.
Right?
Yes.
So that'll be today and tomorrow at the Jacoby Arts Center on Broadway,
right
in Alton. Well, one money question, Pat, for you: how much money did you raise? And did it all come from contributions, or what can you tell us about that?
Well, we met our goal of $150,000, which that's what we worked so hard for. But we did reach that probably by July of this year, and that helped us to move forward with the project.
And are you all done after tomorrow?
Yes.
We want to be.
It's been fun.
However, we're going to miss the committee, and we're going to miss each other. These two here, Pete and Jody, have been such an asset to this committee. Jody can organize anything, and she's totally responsible for the organization of this celebration downtown.
Well, very good. It's the Miles Davis Sculpture Unveiling. That's going to be tomorrow. The events and activities begin at 5 p.m. in downtown Alton. That's on West 3rd Street between Piasaw and Bell. If you'd like more information about that, please go to our website, stlpublicradio.org/cityscape. We've been talking with Pat Ackman, who represents the Miles Davis Memorial Project, and with Jody and Pete Basola, who have been very involved. And Pete, I guess in a closing note, Miles Davis's most famous album may be Kind of Blue?
Yes. Mm-hmm. It's recognized that way as the most, I guess, sold album in history. And it's also part of the National Treasure in the Library of Congress. So,
and just a final word, what do you think this statue in downtown Alton means for Alton and the memory of Miles Davis?
I think it's going to boost Alton's tourism for that area. I think it may attract other businesses downtown. There's a variety of things that can stem from this, I think, including hopefully an annual jazz festival that can maybe start rather small and grow into something that could be huge in connection with the amphitheater there.
Jody, any thoughts?
I have to agree with Pat. It's got to be a boost to the tourism for downtown Alton and bringing people from all over the country just to see the statue. And it can't be anything but good for us.
And Pete, I understand there is a film called Miles Ahead starring Don Cheadle, who we all know and love, right?
Yes.
And that's going to premiere at the New York Film Festival next month. Do you know anything about that?
Oh, yes. We've been involved, at least knowing about it. And we both had an Indiegogo fundraising site together. I mean, he was separate, but I mean, we at the same time, I should say. So he was trying to raise money for his movie while we were raising money for the statue. And so we've been very aware of that.
It's the Miles Davis Sculpture Unveiling tomorrow, 5 p.m. in downtown Alton. Thanks to Pat and Jody and Pete. I'll see you tomorrow. Thanks for being here.
Thank you.
Next week on Cityscape, it's opening night of the St. Louis Symphony's new season, so we'll talk with music director David Robertson about what's in store. Then join Don Marsh Monday for St. Louis on the Air for a look at the ongoing St. Louis-related effort to support Haiti nearly 6 years after a devastating earthquake struck that country. Archived versions of past Cityscape programs are available for download or podcast at stlpublicradio.org/cityscape. Cityscape is produced by Mary Edwards, Alex Sawyer, and Kelly Moffitt, with assistance from Aaron Dorr and Anya O'Connor. The executive producer is Robert Peterson. Cityscape is made possible in part by the Arts and Education Council of Greater St. Louis, the Regional Arts Commission, and the Missouri Arts Council, a state agency. Cityscape is a production of St. Louis Public Radio 90.7 KWMU. I'm Steve Potter, and join us next week.